And we're back. Oh. On wax. On vinyl. Monoloquious. Omnia.
Broadcasted for the first time.
Oh, what a treat. What a treat to have it in the virtual plaza here.
Woohoo!
So you made this. What was the pressing company that you used in the United Kingdom?
United Kingdom. It's called Elastic Stage. Shout out to Just Cause for pointing us into this direction. Really cool company. Allows you to press vinyl relatively easy. Oh, hey. I know what this is. Mr. Lately. Oh, yes. Yeah. I guess we did remix. Technically collaborate twice.
We did,
twice.
Yes.
Yeah, cool. Sparks fly.
And then I was going to do a chamber quartet cover of that other track.
Ooh.
Yeah, I can't remember which one.
Oh, one of mine.
It was one of yours, yeah. And you sent me the stems. Yeah. I don't know where those are. I might have to ask you for those again. But I was going to do it in acoustic, like with strings and that kind of stuff. Yeah.
Yep. Do it.
Yeah. We'll do that for the anniversary project.
Please, yes. Coming soon.
Yeah, 2028.
Spoilers. But yeah, Elastic Stage, if you guys want really quick vinyl presses done, this company is like a print-on-demand for vinyl records, so you don't have to fork up several thousands of dollars for a massive amount of inventory. You upload your masters, and you order one single test pressing, as I have done, which is the one in front of me here. And if you approve, then it goes live on their store. And as people purchase, they shall print. So it takes a little bit of time because of that. There's no stock on hand, so they do have to print as you order. So it does take about a month or two to arrive. But hey, you know what? For the starving artist who wants their record on wax, Elastic Stage is pretty cool.
And this pressing, which has a couple of differences from the digital released version, which is available on Bandcamp and Spotify and all that goodness now, the vinyl pressing here has a little bit of a track order change, and then also some of that gapless mixing.
Yeah, so we were just talking while it was playing, but in preparation for this vinyl, I had to do so much research into vinyl mastering and some of the literal physics involved in getting a record pressed, which one of which is as the needle gets closer to the center of the record, the quality downgrades dramatically. So they recommend saving your quieter songs for the end of the disc, which is what I had to do. So I had to reorder some of the songs to preserve the quality of the tracks. So
wild bringing in, because a lot of these were made in, you know, in your studio,
in a
digital interface kind of thing. You know, obviously some analog recordings, but generally it was created in a digital, in a DAW kind of thing.
Totally. Yeah.
And then bringing that into physical world brings its own, like, the properties of audio into life.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You can't just smash a limiter on the end of your master chain and call it a day.
No. It's mastering for the formats is so different. Like, CD has its limitations because it's just 16-bit.
True.
It's 44:1. Vinyl can go from higher quality, and depending on how thick it is, you can have more bass response. Yeah. Like 180-gram vinyl can have deeper bass response. But like you're saying, it's got to have that dynamic shift towards a lower level across the face. And then with tape, then you have to worry about, like, electromagnetic interference.
Yeah,
trying to explain to some of my volunteers that CD, it's a physical medium digital format. Vinyl is a physical medium physical format. And tape is a physical medium magnetic format.
So crazy. Yeah.
So and why do you think we work with digital files?
Well, that was one thing I had to switch for these masters, too, is because in the digital recordings, I do a lot of stereo bass. Mm. Which everyone's like, no, don't do that. You know, all the YouTubers are like, don't do stereo bass. I'm like, but it's so cool.
Left, right, bro.
Yeah, whatever. Just, you know, and, you know, for people who are like, oh, but what about your phase problems? I don't know. To me, I look at that as you're just getting a unique experience. If you're going to listen to it and there's phase problems, you get a unique listening experience. So congratulations to you. Whereas for vinyl, I had to actually pay attention to that. Yes. So they were like, nope, no stereo bass because the needle's going to jump.
Yep.
It's like you're going to physically run into issues with playback.
Because the needle itself, obviously, for those of you in Radioland, vinyl record, you put it on there and the record is spinning. The needle is moving towards the center. So it's a spiral, an inward spiral. Mm-hmm. And if you were to stretch it out and lay it flat, it would be the actual waveform itself, and the needle, if you were to look on top, left and right is the waveform.
True. Yeah.
And then the bass response is how deep it is.
Yeah.
And so if you have that thicker vinyl, you can go a bit more, but for standard vinyl pressings, you do have to be, like you said, you have to be careful. Otherwise, you're just going to knock stuff off.
Yeah. Yeah.
So good. So
much to consider. So it took a while, but we're here. And it will be live on my Elastic Stage shop very soon.
Fantastic.
I shall post about it soon. Monoloquius online.
You can, of course, stream it right now on monoloquius.bandcamp.com and monoloquius.bandcamp.com, and it is the first result. Also, go check out the Modern Tranquility Machine project. We have that in our library. A whole bunch of awesome remixes with Cause and others, Dim the Dark Sun, and of course the what are they called? The Something Solids.
Oh, Platonic Solids.
Platonic Solids. Yes. Thank you very much. That's one of my
first albums.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yep. Yep. Yep.
Well,
so good.
I have the 5 albums on my Bandcamp, and then for the other streaming services, I just put out an album called The Plato Archives, which is just the best of.
Nice.
So it's just 20 of the best songs from those 5 albums. But if you do want the original 5 albums, they are available on my Bandcamp.
And they have the I believe these are the hand-drawn art, right?
Yes, yes. That is the Cosmic Joker, another guy from the UK who I found online.
Shout out.
I hit him up, and this guy's amazing because he draws everything with Sharpie on paper.
Steve Richards, aka the Cosmic Joker.
That's him, yes.
2019. Yes. Oh, wow. What a time.
And he was very gracious. I purchased his artwork, and he licensed it to me, and I was like, yes, please.
Sick.
So, very cool guy. Never met him in real life, but wherever you are, Steve Richards, the Cosmic Joker. Shout out. Thank you. Your art lives on.
We're going to listen to a little bit more of the Fresh Track soundtrack. We're going to take a little breather here.
Yeah.
We've got Side C, a.k.a. Farce and Dram. So we have Coda, Sogvar, Farce and Dram, and then we'll play a little bit of Mar as well, too, to carry us through the end of the episode. Thank you so much for listening to Bitcoover FM in the studio with me tonight. Big ups to Monoloquius.
Hey, thank you so much for having me.
We are here in the Virtual Plaza, netizens, and remember to synthesize with nostalgia.
Tormented by these dreams, the king sought wisdom from the royal arcanist.
My lord.
The arcanist said, these visions foretell rebellion.
A daughter will rise against you. She will take your crown and cast you into shadow.
The king cherished his daughters once, But his fear of death eclipsed even his love.
So with Firebrand blazing in his hand, he left Iron Helm, his soldiers at his side.
They marched to the villages, to the homes of his daughters,
to their children, their kin, their protectors.
In the dead of night, his men surrounded the first village.
Torches lit the sky and shadows danced on the walls.
The king raised Firebrand and cried out, "Burn it all!" Firebrand burning all in its path.
But not all were consumed by the flames.
The youngest daughter, a babe in swaddling cloth, he could not bring himself to strike. Instead, he ordered her cast into the icy core river.
But the core did not claim her.
The river shimmered as Sogvar, the mythic of adventure, took pity on her. She was transformed into a silver salmon, carried away by the rhythm of the current.
And so she escaped the fate her sisters could not.
But what became of this silver salmon child?
Annika, the Spear of Norwynn.
A tale for another time. To all the world, Still Mountain was a secret, peaceful and forlorn. Some said the great quiet had never ended there.
welcome back, everybody, to Big Hoover FM. We have been listening to some vinyl tonight. Thank you to Mona Loquist for bringing up Omnia. Now it's part of the signed and part of the library here.
Yeah, it's signed and official. I love it.
And it will be available in the M's at the CJSF library. Also, big shout-outs to Buffalo for providing the two-disc Fresh Tracks OST. Definitely check out the Bitcoover Twitch stream in the next little while. We will be playing Fresh Tracks as well as an awesome game that is also by Buffalo called Rewrite, R-E-R-I-T-E. So we will fade this down.
Yeah, I will say quickly,
yes,
don't steal my record this time. Because last time I gave a CD to CJSF, it got stolen within like 2 weeks.
Oh, that's wild.
Because remember we came in, there was a piece of paper on there, and it listed all the like CDs that were gone. Missing from the libraries, and mine was one. I was like, what?
There was a repatriation of like 70 CDs and vinyl records from someone, and they were all like really? 90s indie stuff. Yep.
Oh my God.
Yep.
So...
All right, we're going to play a little bit of Bubble Bobble to finish things off here. Very similar to Snow Bros, but bubbles instead of snowballs.
And I can't tell which one has better music. I think this one's more classic.
I would say this as the OG one. Yeah. And also big shout out to, I think it's Carla's Creations. Mm. They do Perler art, and every Retro Gaming Expo, I always go by and see if they have new Bubble Bobble or Puzzle Bobble. Mm. Guys, nice.
But yes, please leave Omnia in the library.
Yeah. If you want it on your own, buy your own copy and stream it.
Yeah, support. And, yeah. You know? It's not that expensive.
Ouch, I die.
Drop it.
Great game. Yeah.
One, two. Oh!
Bubble, bubble. Ooh, give me the kakigori shaved ice cream. Yeah. Kakigori is so good. Shaved milk, also very good. Oh, I die.
That? We both did.
Yes. Push 1P.
Thank you.
Get him.
Oh, man. Ah! The rest of this episode is just us singing the theme.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Yeah. Bust a move. Get it? Because it was bust a move in certain markets. Puzzle Bobble, Bust a Move, a.k.a.
Was that the name of it? Really?
Well, there was Bubble Bobble, and then...
Bust a Move.
Yeah, there's Puzzle Bobble, which is more of like the breakout-style game.
Right.
And in some markets, it was Bust a Move. I think it was...
I didn't know that.
Yeah, there was Puzzle Bobble and then Bust a Move, but they were the same... Oh, I'm dead. They were the same games.
Ah!
I should play this on stream. This is such a good game.
Well, I would love to come over and play with you on stream.
Yes. I shall get that all set up. I need to get a secondary microphone, so I need to get a better audio interface because I've just been using a USB condenser microphone, which sounds fine.
That's fine.
Yeah, it sounds fine. Push 1P. Thank you.
I can bring a board or two over.
Yeah, and just plug it in.
Yeah.
I'm getting real familiar with OBS now.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice.
I have to run the... I have to run my VTuber model and then games on like Steam or whatever, and then
I die. Man, you know what we should play too is Towerfall.
Oh, Towerfall! Yes,
I want to show Simon that.
Oh,
so
that's
bad.
So good. Do you guys have a Switch or a console or anything?
No, we
do
don't.
Do you have a?
We're super lame.
Do you have a PC like a Windows?
Yes.
Yeah. You can get Steam. You can get it on Steam. And. You can have, I think, up to 8 players on PC.
Mm.
Yep. Oh,
really?
Goodness, these guys. Yeah.
8 players?
Yeah, on Switch, I think you can do up to 6. Yeah.
No, oh, I got the D.
And the Switch version, because I've got so many different versions of Towerfall. I have like four different versions. I have the original PC box that I got off a guy off of eBay. And then I have a, I have the PS4 version, and then I have the Switch version, and then just the regular Steam version. Yeah, because I love that game. That's probably one of the, honestly, greatest multiplayer games of all time.
That game was stressful.
Yeah, it is.
But really fun.
Yeah, and the cool thing about it is that it's got lots of replayability. Whoa, I die.
Yeah, the slow-mo kills.
The slow-mo kills are so good. Yeah. And then you can make your own variants.
Dude.
Whoa.
Whoa. Wait, what?
Oh, we skipped.
What?
Nice. Level skip.
What? How'd you do that?
I have no idea. Maybe I pushed a cheat code or something.
Share your secrets.
I don't even know my secrets.
Damn, you're that good.
Yeah,
huh?
Right? Oh, get the chicken.
Ah.
Get the drumsticks. Yeah, everybody. Of course, go follow Monoliquius on his various social media accounts.
Not literally.
No.
Don't.
No.
I like my privacy.
Yes. But various social medias. And then, of course, Vancouver, all sorts of social medias. Help! We have to help them. Round 18 ready. See if you can make it to round 20. Oh, wow. We really skipped quite a bit. Nice.
It's more media than it is social for me.
Yeah, I feel that.
I'm really bad at media.
Although I'm more of the social part of things. So I use it to talk to people and to connect and get interviews. And definitely stay tuned to... Oh, nice. Do we clear?
Ooh.
Oh, hell yeah.
Damn.
Nice. Ooh. Nice. Nice, 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 nice. America, big hamburger country.
Oh, this one.
Oh, almost. Round 19. Ready.
Oh, boy.
Oh heck.
Boy.
I die.
Oh, boy.
I die.
Oh, shoot.
Pawn. Wait, pawn. Pawn, wait, pawn, wait, pawn.
Yeah.
I'm gonna die.
Yeah.
Oh, we're... I have no idea. I'm kind of stuck here.
Ah, me too. Uh-oh.
Well.
Whee! Is this how it ends? Is this how Vancouver ends?
With us.
We're literally stuck in this
level. We might have to wait for them to come down and then, like...
Die.
Because I don't think we can... I don't think I can actually even get up over there. Yeah, there's only two buttons in this game, jump and bubble. What more do you need in life?
Is this really how it ends? Oh.
Hurry up.
Oh,
there's a timer.
Thanks for gaslighting me.
Oh, no, that's not the timer. That's the level.
Oh, my God.
I think those guys are going to get us.
Just try.
Oops, I died. Okay, thank goodness. There we go.
Okay. I kind of like the D&D remix. There.
Yeah, right? Dun, 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 dun. Push 1P. Okay, thank you. I will. 1P has been pushed.
Don't tell me what to do.
Yeah, right.
Oh!
I feel like there was a way that you could draw... Oh. I die. Pun.
This is not a very forgiving level.
No, it's not. I died again. Lots of death here.
Dude. Oh my
God.
Wait
for him to come back and then.
Finish this level in the last 45 seconds of the show.
I think so.
Let's do this.
Yeah, look at all the McDonald's. Look at the Wookdonald's.
Makado.
Nice. Okay. All right, that's a good place to stop. We'll save our game here. Save.
Well, it's been a pleasure.
Indeed it has. Indeed it has. Well, thanks everybody for joining us here on Vancouver FM.
Shout out lately.
Shout out Monoliquius. So good.
Wonderful host.
Yep. Now, it is the beginning of a fantastic story. Let's make a journey to the Cave of Monsters. Good luck. Well, thanks, netizens. Stay tuned for more awesome programming here on CGSF 90.1 FM. Thanks for hanging out in the virtual plaza. And, of course, come check the Twitch stream, twitch.tv/Vancouver. Bye.
Love you.
You tell us!